is good. Forgive, I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, October 18, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. You know, today I was going to have Lindsay McKenzie to come up and share with all of us country comparisons. Now, as most of the listening audience knows, Lindsay is from Scotland, and I had a conversation with Lindsay the other night, got pretty in-depth with it. And she was sharing a lot of things with me that I thought was really fascinating and that I had never known. And so I thought I'd bring her up today and let her share that with a listening audience in a comparison with the freedoms between or the freedoms that we think or thought we had here in the United States as opposed to, well, in this case, Scotland. And as most of you also know, I had Ron, the expatriate from Austin that was up on my show last week. And by the way, he's going to be coming up in the next week or two and for an encore of the show that we had last week regarding expatriation and the differences between here and there and some suggestions. And instead of that today, I'll tell you the reason that Lindsay has had to reschedule. And I'll tell you, I'm really starting to get hit in the face with the reality of what we all face here. And I'll go into a little bit more of this later in the show. She has to go down to the school today and have a conference with her son's teacher. Psychological testing was mentioned. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about that right now. I'll cover it in a little while. Last night, and a lot of you know that Sean Cranish, the fellow that has got MakeTheStand.com and who has been posting the blogs for Ed and Elaine Brown, jumped through a few hoops and got through to Ed Brown, recorded the conversation. I have it up on my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. For those of you who have not yet had a chance to listen to this, it's bold-faced up there right on the main page if you go into the website, and you can listen to it if you haven't already. Sean Cranish came on Mike Chambers' show last night, The Night Ride, on RBN, and was interviewed for good half hour to 40 minutes. And I happened to be in the chat room, and so Mike invited me up and on the air. If you'd like to hear that interview, you can go into the archives of last night's show on Mike Chambers' Night Ride. But at any rate, I invited Mike to come on my show today to chat a little bit about this situation with about Ed Brown and his situation and the tape that Sean Cranish recorded. Also today, I want to talk a little bit about, I've been hit firsthand again with this situation with Lindsay's son and the possible, you know, the suggestion of psychological testing, which I'm following very closely. She'll be down there in about an hour to talk to these people. All I can say for the administration is good luck. You have no idea what you're getting into with Lindsay McKenzie. We'll be back in three with my guest, Mike Chambers. I also want to go into a little bit about an ongoing thing I'm doing behind the scenes with one of the advertisers on this network. Stick with me. We'll be back in three. Good show today.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And as I mentioned before the break, I was, as a listener, just like you folks are out there, I was tuning into RBN last night, listening to The Night Ride with Mike Chambers. For those of you who haven't heard his show, I'd invite you in there. He's got a pretty good show on the network, and I listen. He had Sean Cranish on there last night for 30-40 minutes, and he invited me into the conversation, of which we had a pretty good one, so I would invite all the people to go into the archives of last night's show and listen to it if they would like. I've got Mike on the line. Mike Chambers, are you with me?
I am indeed, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well today. We had a nice conversation last night on your show, Mike, and I appreciate it. I invited you on here today. I had a guest, Lindsay McKenzie, who is also my wife, that was supposed to come up and talk about country comparisons today between Scotland and the United States. And unfortunately, she was called into the school to talk about her son and a little incident that he got into, and they brought up the subject of psychological testing.
Oh my!
And I'm going to get into that a little bit in a little while, but as I mentioned before, no idea who they're getting into the subject of psychological testing with, and all I can do is wish them good luck. At any rate, for those of you, as I mentioned, that have not already heard this tape of the telephone conversation between Sean Cranish and Ed Brown, I'd invite you into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. It's right on the main page. You can go in there and listen for yourself. There was about, what would you say, Mike, about a 10-minute conversation between Sean Cranish and Ed Brown?
Yeah, it cuts out about 10 and a half minutes in.
And evidently, our suspicions were right. Now, they didn't diesel Ed Brown on a bus, but according to this tape, they had put him in a private prison, what Ed, by Ed's own words, a private prison, and they had evidently, you know, piped in some kind of a gas or benzene or something for, what was it, 15 hours, Mike?
Yeah, three different occasions for a total of 15 hours.
And at 65 years old, you know, it's a taxing event to do to one's body. But from what the – and I'm going by recollection off of what I heard off the tape. I listened to it a couple of times, that he had basically been abused pretty badly. Nobody's been able to hear from Elaine Brown. Her own son is unable to be in contact with her. And Sean Cranish had a conversation with him, and he was, well – extracting information to try to find out exactly what's going on and to put together some legal maneuvering behind the scenes. But curiously, you know, Mike, the reason I wanted to have you up today is that there's a lot of questions that are surrounding this as far as how the federal government was able to infiltrate Ed Brown's residence. And according to Sean Cranish, there was a fellow by the name of Dutch that befriended right. him via the internet back in May. You recall that?
I do indeed.
Okay. And he had, according to Sean Cranish, had known all about Sean. Now, I had a conversation with Tim Wingate this morning, who's a pretty close associate, or has been for a while, with Sean Cranish, and he informed me that Sean Cranish is a 22-year-old fellow, young guy, and I had a young fellow on my show the other day, Rob Bishop, who is just brilliant as far as being boned up on the New World Order and what's going on as far as being awake. So I'm assuming that Sean Cranish and a number of other people in that age bracket are just like that. However, this Dutch fellow had been able to infiltrate, befriend Sean, and at some point rendezvous with him, and Sean introduced him to Ed Brown. Is that was your take on it, right?
Yeah, it seemed that this relationship developed over a period of months, because Sean, at the end of our conversation last night, had made the comment that not only had Dutch fooled Sean and Ed Brown, plus Dutch had fooled Sean's family as well. So it gave me at least the impression in my mind that this relationship had been built up over a period of months.
And the dates that I recall Sean pointing out were sometime in the mid part of May, and then it was September the 29th, I believe, was the day in which Sean Cranish introduced Dutch to Ed Brown. By the way, as far as stature, Dutch is about a 40-year-old man, 350 pounds, looks a bit disheveled, looks a bit like he's wore out, and according to Sean in my interview with him last night, didn't strike him as being an IRS agent. But I wanted to put this out here for the sake of the Patriot community, because it goes to show, Mike, that, you know, these people are very clever. They are well orchestrated. They obviously had a plan, and they picked Sean Cranish most likely because of his age. He was young. It reminds me of my son. I have a 20-year-old son that bought a car off of eBay and flew up to Wisconsin to pick it up. He was so impressed with the car and the fact that it had nice mags on it and a really nice paint job, and it was slicked out to the ground, that he forgot to test drive it and handed the man a check.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't until he got in the car and drove down the road he found out, you know, what kind of problems there were with the car. So ultimately wound up putting $2,000-$3,000 in it. It reminds me of that, because here's a young man that, you know, through the course of his website was befriended by this gentleman. This gentleman ingratiated himself, gained his trust, and ultimately made his way into the Brown residence. And with, I guess, one or two other people, of which he introduced to the Browns, and in accordance with a conversation that Ed Brown was having with Sean Cranish, was at one point down on the ground with this Dutch guy on his back, and then there was another young officer that was posing as a supporter that tasered him.
Right.
Yeah. We still don't know what has happened to Elaine. We don't know if they have, you know, tortured her at all. According to Ed's comments, she was not treated with the respect, and he didn't go into a lot of detail about what exactly they did do to her, but he did say that they took him to what's that town? I can't remember the name of it right now. It's about 10 miles from the Brown residence.
Lebanon.
Lebanon, yeah. And then she showed up about 15, 20 minutes later.
Right.
So at this point, Ed Brown is in Elkton. Ed sounded terrible. He sounded like he had really been through the ringer. His voice was not the same as what I recall it. He sounded very tired. He sounded sick. He sounded
extremely stressed, Michael, like he'd been under quite a load of stress.
And knowing Ed, regarding, you know, the assertions that he was made regarding the fact that they did mistreat him and, you know, torture him, I believe him. I don't know Ed very well, but I don't know Ed to lie. Ed is a very straight shooter. He's very straight up, and he's an in-your-face kind of guy, and he does not mince words. He strikes me as a bit, at times a bit over the top, but he's a very integral man. So at any rate, we've got a situation here where, and as I mentioned to you on the show last night, or maybe off the air, Mike, is that I have a number of questions. There's a few things that really don't make sense to me. You know, how these people were able to hook up with Sean, and where they rendezvoused, and how it is. And Sean is very apologetic about this, but. It seems to me like there should have been a red flag or two that went up regarding this situation. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I agree, and it underscores, Michael, the inherent danger of the internet in itself, because anybody can be anybody they want to be, and portray themselves as any type of person. And I'm sure this Dutch portrayed himself as quite the patriot. You know, probably spoke all the right language, said the right things. And I would imagine, with the fact, you know, since Sean had said that his family had been fooled, they'd actually met in person, this guy was probably a very clever actor. And we have to be very careful of the people that we speak to, and that we take up with, and people we choose to trust. You know, a lot, you know, it's not paranoid if they're really after you. But it just underscores that, you know, when you're talking to people, they can be absolutely anybody. You can't take it for granted that they are who they say they are.
Well, that's a good point. And there was an article, and I'm looking for it right now because I wanted to read this. I was emailed an article today regarding this particular situation with a copy of the clip. And I want to – let's see if I got enough. Now, I got a couple of minutes, and then we're going to come back after the break. But there's a clip that I pulled, written by a fellow by the name of Lee Rogers, and you know, the title of the clip, or the title of the article, obviously, is "The Audio Clip Reveals Ed Brown Was Tortured." And the reason I'm bringing this up today, because I know, you know, you had him on the show last night. You had me up for 30 to 40 minutes, very cordially, and I thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Cranish has been on Alex Jones' show today. But it's a warning for all of us, okay? It's a reality check for who it is that we're dealing with. These people are trained, they're covert, they're very clever, they're very cunning, they're very sneaky, and we need to, because we know what we know, Mike, and I know you'll agree with me, that we need to constantly be vigilant, constantly be on our guard, okay, constantly looking for anything that looks out of the ordinary. And there would have been a point in time a number of years ago where somebody would have said that to me, and I said, well, what in the world are you talking about? But I can tell you, as I walk through my daily life today, I am so astute and so honed like a sharp razor blade that anything out of the ordinary, and my radar is up right away. There's a couple of situations I'm going to bring up while I've got you on the air here you know, elaborate on just that. But we'll be back after the break. I'm going to read this short article, and we'll go a little bit further on this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Mike Chambers from The Night Ride. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Mike Chambers. Short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm not going to read this whole article because the first paragraph or two is what, you know, it's just reiterating what all of us already know, and that is that, you know, the Browns refused to pay their taxes and they were arrested, blah, 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 blah. But what I do want to go into, and I want to point out, and there was a couple of ideas raised, that, you know, these people don't play fair. They don't go by, you know, any integral rules. They compromise people, they arrest people, they threaten people, and I go into this article under that context that, you know, we really don't know exactly what has been done on the other side. But let me read just a couple of paragraphs here. This article is by a fellow by the name of Lee Rogers from RogueGovernment.com, and it says, Ed Brown also questioned in this tape why Cranish brought an individual named Dutch into the Browns' home that ended up helping the feds apprehend him. It is suspicious that Cranish was able to secure a conversation with Ed Brown when nobody else has thus far been able to get in contact with him from the outside. The possibility that the release of this audio clip is a psychological warfare operation against the Patriot community is a distinct possibility. Either way, if the statements Ed Brown is making are true, he is certainly being mistreated and tortured by the feds, and there needs to be an investigation into this, and anybody involved with mistreating Ed or Elaine Brown should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. All the Browns did was ask the feds to show them the law. And I'm going to stop right there and mention this, you know, Mike, and I'm sure you'll agree with me. I mean, this is Lee Rogers' words. It is suspicious. I mentioned to you last night, yes, we have to be diligent. We have to be, you know, examine the facts very carefully, because the fact of the matter is, here's a young man, naive. I spoke with Tim Wingate off the air about this, and, you know, this guy obviously is a good-hearted individual.
Right.
But these people look for chinks in the armor, if you will, Mike. They look for anything that they can use against anybody to accomplish their means to an end, in this case arresting Ed and Elaine Brown. And I mentioned to Tim Wingate this morning, I think I also mentioned to you, I would like at some point to have Sean Cranish up on my show and kind of walk through, you know, these events. In this tape, he also says that he was talking to Ed about and getting information out so that they could file some motions. I am a little bit curious about how this gentleman, 22-year-old guy, diligent, obviously above-average intelligence, he must be, to be able to jump through the hoops and get through into the prison phone system, you know, under the guise of being an attorney. That's interesting. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, he had mentioned in the call that he didn't tell him he was an attorney, that he was working with attorneys. And I think that's probably the reason that he, you know, got through. I know they've talked with Tommy Crier. He's agreed to help. And I think they're trying to get Larry Beecraft involved as well in the case. And I know you talked to Tommy earlier this week. And so it looks like, you know, they're assembling, you know, a fairly good legal team. I think that the team they had previous probably, you know, didn't have all the right information for them.
Right. And when I spoke to Tommy Crier, he had mentioned to me that he thinks that there are some things that can be done.
Right.
The main reason for even entertaining this today, because it's been all over the airwaves, as you know, the last 12, 14 hours or so, the main reason is to remind the listening audience, and not so much the veteran listeners, but the new listeners coming online, as you're waking up and as you're experiencing the paradigm shift that we all do. It's a shock. But you also have to realize that the more aware you become, once they know that you are awake, you know, once they know that you are one that can see, if you will,
yeah,
then they're watching you, watching them, and vice versa. And this is indeed a war, Mike. This is an info war.
Right.
Okay, and this is a war that is being fought behind the scenes. There aren't any, you know, physical weapons being used, but it is a war of our minds, and it is outwitting each other. And this is a battle with Ed and Elaine Brown, which obviously, you know, somebody dropped the ball here and unwittingly lost that battle. Okay, and so it's to make the audience aware that we need to be as diligent as we can be in watching our surroundings, in making sure that we know exactly what's going on, and anything that looks out in the ordinary or any red flag that arises, you want to be on your guard at all times.
Yeah, most certainly. And I had, when I first started doing this over a year ago, I had always wondered why I would spend so much time talking with potential guests on the phone. Some potential guests that I would be talking to, I would spend 8, 9, 10 hours just to get a two-hour interview out of them. And now I know why. Because they wanted to make sure that the person they're talking to is actually on the level. Nobody knew who I was a year ago. Still, most people still don't. But still, they wanted to make sure that I was exactly who I said I was. They would talk to me over a period of days, and generally what they would do in those days that they weren't talking to me is they were finding out who I was, just to make sure I was on the level. And I understand now why. Because this game is for keeps, and we expect people to play by rules. These people have no rules. That's their rule.
And when you say play for keeps, we need to emphasize and always keep at the forefront of our minds that when we say play for keeps, we're talking about arresting people, trumping up charges on people,
right,
putting them away for up to 100 years. I mean, take Danny Riley. Excuse me. From what I understand, they're trumping up charges on this guy that could give him 100 years in prison. And if we go back to that particular day in question, We're talking about a guy that was shot at, a guy that was tasered, a guy that was arrested, a guy that was interrogated, okay, a guy that was basically mentally put through the ringer for hours at a time, and then they turn around, come back, and have the audacity to arrest this man and charge him with the crimes that they did. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Mike Chambers. We'll continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Mike Chambers, talking a little bit about the Edeline Brown situation, the ongoing situation with this incident of the telephone call with Sean Cranish last night, who happened to get through to Ed Brown in his prison facility working for attorneys. And I guess, you know, that's true, Mike. He is working with attorneys
right.
in, you know, trying to get the proper motions filed, looking to get the proper legal action. And I'll tell you, you know, in my estimation, there isn't two other guys, I mean, especially in light of their past experience of walking in and just basically in accordance, you know, by John Stadtmiller's own words, beating the snot out of the IRS. I don't think there's any two other guys I'd rather have on my team than Larry Beecraft and Tommy Crier.
Yeah, but I mean, when the IRS agents leave before all the not guilty verdicts are read, you know you've slapped them upside the head pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, again, as we head towards the precipice of this, and I was looking, I'm working at some things behind the scenes, which I'm going to share today. I'm going to share with you, too. You know, when I talk about diligence and I talk about being on your guard and being sharp as a razor and honed to a T, because they're coming at us from all angles here. Now, and I appreciate you coming on as a guest today, but I was going to have today, Mike, I was going to have Lindsay McKenzie, my wife, come on, and I was going to have her share the comparisons, country comparisons between here and Scotland, of which, by the way, she's going to do next week. And because I had had a really in-depth discussion with her about the differences culturally and freedom-wise from Scotland and here, and she brought up a number of topics that, you know, amazingly enough to me, I didn't even know. I had never, you know, touched on those topics before, and they were so fascinating that I wanted to have her share it with the listening audience. But as I say about being diligent, you know, and being aware. Now, she knows, and by the way, she's fought with me about this because sometimes she'll get in a mood and she absolutely hates the fact that this is really going on and, like a lot of people, doesn't really want to believe it. So it's right. up and down with her. She doesn't participate in it directly, such as myself. She's not a part of it. But at any rate, she's aware of it, and so anytime something rears its ugly head, you know, boom, that's the first thing that comes up. So I want to share this. Her son had an occasion. He's about 9 years old, and he had occasion to be out on the school grounds one day a few weeks ago. And there was some, I don't know, it was one of the little, you know, bully kids that did something to him, and he called him a name or something. And the bully kicked him in the leg. And Jack did nothing. He did not respond to it.
Right.
But at any rate, I guess, you know, anytime that, you know, that a student passes gas sideways anymore, you know, there's an investigation of it or whatever. So Lindsay's going in there today to chat with the teacher on a conference because the subject of psychological testing has come up now, because they feel evidently that Jack is a candidate for psychological testing. And my first question would be, you know, why is that? Because he didn't respond back to the kid by kicking him in the leg? You know, and it shows you that these people are looking for any venue of any child that they feel doesn't conform, doesn't walk around like a zombie, doesn't take orders without any kind of response at all, and just is a yes man and does whatever they tell him to do.
Yeah.
That the first solution in their mind is psychological testing.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's money. It all boils down to money. What happens, you get these kids diagnosed and they receive a psychological condition, then they get to be put on what's called an IEP, which means that the government gives them more money and funding, a lot more money and funding per child. And then the child is labeled, stigmatized with that. But the school system continues to make more and more money off of that individual child. That's why it's all about money. And secondly, it's about further indoctrinating. Michelson's not, from 1994 to 2003, the number of kids diagnosed as being bipolar has gone up over 400%.
Well, now when they do a psychological test on one of these children, and I've heard this from many people, their primary drug of choice is Ritalin. And
yeah, that's a big favorite.
Right, and Ritalin I don't know how quite scientifically this works, but Ritalin in an adult is basically, it's one or the other. In the adult, it's speed; in the child, it's a depressant. I believe is the way it goes. And
right.
I don't know why it has the opposite effect. But at any rate, what is happening, and for a lot of the listeners out there, you know the ordeal, and it's on my website, the ordeal that Lindsay has been going through with immigration. And what is sad is that she came over here almost 4 years ago on the premise, like a lot of other immigrants come in, you know, the Statue of Liberty is a free country, and this is where you're going to go make your fortune. It's the land of the free and the home of the brave. And this is why I wanted her up on the show today, is because she has found over the 3.5 years she's been here that this country, of which she thought and had been visiting from the outside for years, and it's a different thing to come over here and spend a couple, 3 weeks, you know, every 6 months or every year, than it is to live here and be in the environment. Totally different situation. And in the 3.5 years that she's spent here, she has been, you know, faced with such a rude awakening regarding the legalese, the paperwork, the immigration issues, the indoctrination with the school. Just a situation last week with her daughter in school where they punished her daughter for not going on a field trip. In other words, Lindsay was supposed to pay them $12 to have her daughter participate in a field trip, and since Lindsay chose not to do that, they punished the daughter, put her in a detention room for the entire morning, and interestingly enough, the class came back at lunchtime, but they would not allow her daughter to participate or to rejoin her class. Her class spent the afternoon eating lunch out on the field and playing games. But Georgie was not able to do that. Okay, Georgie was resigned to the detention center. Now, there could only be one reason for this. And that is to punish the child and the parent for not paying them the money. And I mentioned
right.
this on my show the other day, but I want to continue a little bit farther and say, you know, I don't know, you know, what generation you come from, but I come from a generation that, you know, school lunches used to cost 35 cents, which tells
Me
you how
too.
Old I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And now what they do, I've seen their lunches, and the lunches are $2.75, and it's no different than a lunch that you can buy over at Safeway for a dollar.
Uh-huh.
You know, in a little package. So they're making money off this now. They're charging the parent for all of the school books, which they didn't do when we were in school. Okay? So everything is about making money, and everything is about control, and everything is about indoctrination. And at the high schools, and I'm not sure about other high schools throughout the United States, but I know here in Phoenix, Arizona, there's a police officer at every high school. Does that hold true for your area, Mike?
Yeah, pretty much. We've got two. In the little burg we live in.
So we have gone from a system that was federally funded. The school system is looking at this federal funding that they're getting. They're looking at the parent, and they're actually taking it in on both ends. And
sure.
They're not only that, but they're looking for any reason that they can to obtain more funding, i.e. this psychological testing, and then they have the additional ammunition that if they don't intimidate the parent into complying with this, they also have CPS in their ammunition box, if you will.
Sure. Oh yeah.
Right. And but what they don't realize with Lindsay is that Lindsay, and by her own admission, she'll tell you, she's fed up with this. And you know what's really sad about this situation is here is an immigrant that has come over here with all of the right, you know, ideas in mind. She came over, she put her kids in school, she got a job, she has done everything, crossed her T's, dotted her I's, done everything by the book, and she is so disgusted with the way that this country has treated her and treated her children by trying to do things the right way. And then to add insult to injury with that, Mike, she sees these immigrants that are coming over here in droves, the illegals. I'm not talking about the ones that come over here legally. Okay, I have no prejudice against a race, creed, or color if they're doing it legally. But when they're coming over the border through these swamplands, you know, down by Glenn Spencer's property, and they're, you know, melding into our society, and then our banking system, which we know really isn't our banking system, it's a federal or it's an international cabal, is providing them with preferential treatment, allowing them to open up bank accounts without social security numbers, allowing them first choice in obtaining mortgages and so forth, and giving them carte blanche as far as going into an emergency room and getting free treatment. This is appalling to me. And,
Michael, I personally think that if we're going to continue to allow illegals to come into this country, we might as well put up rest stops down there. We can sell Cokes, we can sell food, we can sell new clothes, we can even give them a ride to a city, and that way we might actually start making some of the money back.
Then we've got these politicians up here on the Hill that are, you know, ultimately trying to push for amnesty on these people and giving them, some kind of a waiver on 5 years' worth of taxes, which brings up another subject to me, and I want to put a plug in here. There's an advertiser on this network that, I had him on my show a couple weeks ago. His name is John Onesti. And I want to put a plug in for this guy because I've been working with him on another deal off of the air. And for anybody out there who has investments, they're having, you know, questions about 401ks, IRAs, they're looking at possibly maneuvering money into gold or, you know, trying to figure out how to protect their assets, I would invite anybody to call this man. I've been working with him behind the scenes on an issue, which I'm going to go into in a little bit detail later. But this man is, I'll tell you why he's different than other independent investment advisors, is because he thinks outside the box, okay? If you go, Mike, if you go to a dozen investment advisors or you go into talk to a broker at Edward Jones or whatever, they are no different than the rest of the mainstream people. They are so indoctrinated into this, quote, system, mm-hmm, that they can't step outside like us in the movement that see, that have the glasses. We put them on. We can see what's going on. We know the government's lying to us. We know what's going on with the Federal Reserve. We know that they're artificially propping up the stock market. We can see the dollar falling. But mainstream people that watch mainstream news do not have a clue. And these people that are in this mainstream investment community, they go right along with everything's fine, the economy's perking along well, inflation's at 2 or 3%. John Onesti is different than that. John Onesti has the vision, he has the talent, he has the intelligence to see the truth. And he listens to RBN, so that's another good reason. But at any rate,
yes, indeed.
Yeah, I ran across a situation, and I'll share this with you, Mike, to show you, you know, that the red flags come up. A lot of you know that I've spent 25 years in the finance investment industry along with the mortgage business for the past 5 years. And I ran across a situation with a friend of mine that had retired recently, and the majority of his money is in a 401k. And me being out of the business for 10 years or so, actually, you know, not long for the mortgage business, but actual finance, I'd been out of the business for 10 years. And talk about red flags. I'm looking at a gentleman's situation where here's a man that's retired that has a home that's paid for, that has a significant amount of money in a 401k, which is qualified money, which means he can't touch it until he's 59 and a half without a 10% penalty. Now, we're looking at mainstream stuff here. And I bring this up for a reason, Mike, and I don't mean to bore you with this. But
no,
I was,
you're not boring me at all.
I listened to John Stadtmiller's show, Cash Flow. And I'm listening to these guys talking about the economy, talking about the market and so forth. And here, you know, I had a rude awakening over the last couple of days because I haven't really participated in this per se. I've been out of it, been doing my, you know, the broadcasting and so forth. But at any rate, here's a guy who wanted to buy some gold. Okay? And you think at the onset, okay, well, great, just call Robbie Noel and, you know, Robbie Noel will take care of the transaction. Not that simple. You're looking at mainstream, a guy that worked hard all his life, a guy that paid his taxes, a guy that did everything by the book.
Right.
And so I looked into this to try to assist him in freeing up some money to, you know, purchase some gold, physical gold. And come to find out, you know, I had a couple questions, so I picked up the phone and called John Onesti. And John, I've spent 2-3 hours on the telephone with this guy, very knowledgeable guy, and we've been putting our heads together trying to figure out a way around. Did you know that in order for this guy to purchase gold, he has to first of all roll his 401k into an IRA, then he has to turn around and take whatever portion out of his IRA, take a 10% penalty because he's under 59 and a half, then pay for whatever amount of gold he wants to buy, he's going to have to pay ordinary income tax on whatever he takes. So in essence, what it means is for the amount of gold that he wanted to purchase, it would cost him in the tax bracket that it would put him in plus the penalty, 45% of what he took out, which means that if he took out $200,000, let's say, he's really only going to be able to buy $105,000 or $110,000 worth of gold. The rest of it goes to the government.
And so now so to avoid the penalties, he has to stay totally locked into the system.
He has to stay locked into the system. Now, me, you know, with my creative mind, I locked that in. You know, I looked at the mortgage situation, and I'm saying this for the benefit of all the listeners to show you how this system locks people into the system where they can't escape even if they want to, which means that at some point in time, as you know, the heat keeps getting turned up, they may wind up having to make a decision to basically turn their back on the system.
Right.
At what point that is, I don't know. But let me continue with this. So I had a conversation with John, and I said, John, What about if we refinanced his house, took some money out of that, because it would be a loan, okay, bought the gold with that money, and then annuitized part of his 401k, used that annuitized part to pay his mortgage payment. That way the mortgage interest or the taxes that he would pay on his annuitized portion would be offset by his mortgage interest, yet he would still get the appreciation on his gold. And John Onesti told me, you know, that's a great idea. Let me look into it. And this, I want to show you the diligence that this man had. Under the, now remember, we're playing by the rules here, mainstream.
Right.
He looked under Article 72T in the Internal Revenue Manual regarding those issues. And what we found out is that they have such strict guidelines for this gentleman to be able to remove any money. Originally, we thought, okay, we'll annuitize part of it, take that money over a 5-year, and then pay the mortgage payment. They will not allow him to do that. Because he's 57 and not 59 and a half, He has to annuitize all of it because they will only allow him to take out 2 to 3% of the value of that entire fund because of his age, which continues to keep his money locked up, which also means that if there's an economic crash, his money's going to go into the pooper, right?
Right.
Now, to add insult to injury, I had not picked up a telephone and called any of my account executives for mortgages over the past, five months. When I first came back to Phoenix, I'd contacted a few of my clients to see if they knew anybody that, needed a refi or whatever. Well, that kind of struck out. But at any rate, listen to this. So I get on the phone, and I start calling my old mortgage companies to find out if they have anything available in the form of a mortgage for this guy. And to my shock and amazement, Mike, I find out that a lot of these companies that I did business with, some of them are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are still in business, but it's all internal now because they do not have the products to provide for loan officers and mortgage brokers that they had before. The only thing that they have across the board is what is called a vanilla product, i.e. a 30-year mortgage. You
right.
cannot even get creative anymore, and even to get the mortgage, you have to be absolutely squeaky clean. So, all right, with that, we're going to take a break. I'm sorry I went off on a little rant there, but Michael Herzog of The American Awakening with my guest, Mike Chambers. We'll be back in three with more. Stick with us. Got a great show today.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Mike Chambers. Coming, a short segment coming up at the top of the hour. And before I get off to this topic, Mike, I wanted to, you know, there are, the IRS gives, and remember, we're playing mainstream here, folks, okay? But the IRS gives certain exemptions to this rule, which basically, you know, for all practical purposes, locks this man's money up that he's worked for all his life and does not allow him to make a distribution prior to 59 and a half without basically giving him half the money. Okay? In other words, yeah, we'll give it to you, but you've got to give us half. But listen to just some of these exceptions, and you tell me that this isn't so far stacked in the government, in the system's favor. An exception. You have unreimbursed medical expenses that are more than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. In other words, if you've had a heart attack or you've had a stroke or you've had a, you know, a major medical thing, yeah, we'll go ahead and allow you to take that money out so you can pay the hospital. Okay. Number two, the distributions are not more than the cost of your medical insurance. Well, here we go again. Right. The distributions, in other words, if your medical insurance, you can take it out if you're going to give it to an insurance company. Okay? Now, I'm not going to go through all of these, but here's another good one. Some of these are really.
So, Michael, you know, basically, it's you can remove your money from one Ponzi scheme if you're only going to put it into another Ponzi scheme.
Exactly. Now, listen to this one. You can use the distributions to buy, to build, or to rebuild your first home. In other words, if you're going to put it back into real estate, you know, as the bubble bursts, then we'll go ahead and let you use it. Or, now listen to this one. Here's a good one, Mike. The distribution is due to an IRS levy of the qualified plan. In other words, if we slap a lien on your qualified plan, we'll allow you to take the money out to give it to us. I mean, you talk about a stack. I mean, there couldn't be any more loaded dice, if you will. Now, anything other than that, Mike, and well, there's a couple other ones in there, but they're all just as ridiculous. Okay, but anything other than that, and no, if you want, you just want to take it out because it's your money, and you just want to put it into something that might be more beneficial to you than us, then we want half of it. Now, that's the way that this system is set up. And, you know, for a guy that has worked all his life, done everything by the book, living mainstream, you know, it makes your options very, very limited.
Yeah.
But besides either giving them half the money, which means that if you invested in gold, it would basically have to double for you to break even, which might take a while, I don't know. Okay. Or just basically bucking the system, saying, you know, up yours, and then sell your house off and book the country. This is where they've got us locked in with so many rules, so many regulations, and not only that, but if John Onesti wasn't as diligent, as meticulous as he was, and it were somebody else out there, okay, that didn't know these things or didn't bother to look it up, some of the implications that this man could have gotten himself into by listening to, you know, bogus advice could have cost him even more than that. So my hat's off to John Onesti. I give him accolades. We're still working behind the scenes on this. But I want to mention to anybody that if you have a situation, IRA, 401k, you have money that you want to convert to gold, you need to manipulate it around, you need to maneuver it or whatever, and you want somebody to oversee it and look out for your best interest, John Onesti's the guy. 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. That's a plug. That's not because I was paid, because I've worked with this man and I believe in him and he's got integrity. Coming up to the top of the hour, Mike Chambers still with me?
I'm still here.
All right, we're going to go up to the top of the hour break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Second hour coming up. Phone lines will be open, 800-313-9443. Be right back in 2 minutes.
With recent